Anung Saga Agoning, Star Lake. This is Winona LaDuke, and I want to talk about Star Lake. In the times of our parents, we would set rice in camp at Star Lake. We traveled from the south to the north, following the wild rice as it ripened. In the times of my own, I remember tribal member Gordon Henry getting arrested around 1984 for ricing on Star Lake. Quote, poaching, end quote, that state of Minnesota claimed Monoman. Discouraged for years, facing fines and imprisonment, people like Lenny Butcher and many, many others, I am forever grateful to our people for their courage. The 1855 Treaty Territory harvesting of our traditional foods is how we survived and is how we will survive in the future. Today, we are again faced with challenges. Our tribal economy and way of life has become more impoverished as our trees, wild rice, deer, fish, our natural world is encroached upon and frankly poisoned by the ways of the Chmokemon and the state of Minnesota. We may have more money, but we are losing things around us. The poverty of spirit encroaches with a heroin and meth epidemic where we lose our humanity or watch our relatives who have battled every form of colonialism, every form of oppression, self-medicate themselves in times of despair. I'm really reluctant to divide with the wider tribal council, but in this case, I must say that a casino at Star Lake will not heal us, our pains, the poisons that have come into our land, water, and community, nor our spirits. Our answers and our wealth are here, Oma A King, on the reservation and in the 1855 treaty territory. The fact is that the federal government, even before Trump, has had a pretty much a disdain for justice. To me, justice is the return of land. A third of our reservation was stolen by the federal, state, and county governments. The only compensation for land is land. Justice is the return of the northern half of the Tamarack National Wildlife Refuge, the return of our ancestors' bones, restoration of our language, and fair trade for wild rice, maple syrup, and an economy based on our wealth, not on our deprivation. Economic justice is a locally controlled, diversified, and healthy economy, including food, energy, housing, health, and education. Now, instead of this economic justice, we've been told that as Native people, we can have a casino for economic development, or maybe a nuclear waste dump. We did have one proposal on White Earth, but nationally, most projects involve Native lands. A toxic waste dump, that's always a good shot. A third of the Superfund sites are on Indian lands, or maybe y'all want a pipeline. That's kind of what the federal government has said to us for the past 50 years. Instead of returning that which is ours, or supporting us, we find that those are our options. In White Earth's case, it's a pipeline and a casino. I oppose both. The Star Lake Casino, with an estimated $120 million investment at the outset, is a risky investment and does not truly build a tribal economy. The leveraging of substantial long-term debt for a tribe with limited resources should not be the right of one tribal council. The investment of $7 million or more in feasibility studies on this economic adventure far from our lands is an allocation of funds which would have been better spent addressing fuel poverty and local food economies, let alone the symptoms of our despair, a lack of local employment and a drug culture. That $120 million is without all the machines and beds and stuff that you need for a facility of this size. Now, historically, tribal gaming revenues have indeed dwarfed treaty-guaranteed federal allocations to our people. According to the 2014 Congressional Hearings on Gaming, our Bureau of Indian Affairs budget is about $2.5 billion, and Indian gaming revenues are at about $28 billion. So casino revenues are super important to tribes. The budget of the BIA is less than 10% of what comes through Indian gaming. In fact, gaming revenues eclipse a large measure of all federal revenues towards Indian tribes. So to be clear, I understand fully how some members of the present tribal council believe that this is the answer. I myself am grateful to the casino economy. At the same time, we are over-leveraging and not building a local economy. A number of tribes have severely damaged their economies and reputations by over-leveraging their gaming facilities. In some cases, like the La Posta and San Isabel bands, in California, those casinos have gone out of business and left hundreds of people without work. In other cases, like the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation, those people who used to sponsor Shkemitzin, tribal governments are continuing to, quote, pay off a credit card with another credit card, end quote, while they refinance their loans with new loans when they come due. The White Earth Nation must refrain from making these same mistakes and becoming caught in a cycle of debt through reliance on outside consultants who are encouraging this overdevelopment, but who will not suffer if it fails. It is unlikely that a new casino in Star Lake will generate significant revenues. The financial success of the Bagley Casino is not guaranteed, and it is really time to diversify our local tribal economy and to address many of the structural issues of our economy, namely leakage, a lack of a local multiplier, lack of employment opportunities within the village, and the unrealized potential of value added with local, private, tribal, and community enterprises. Take food, for instance. We spend about $15 million a year buying food off reservation, and energy, about the same thing. And then probably about $3 million a year is spent buying marijuana as a community. Let's localize and legalize it. In the long term, many opportunities exist for our tribe, but these opportunities must be actualized through cooperation and innovation. Casinos are a means to an end and not an end unto themselves. So in honor of those arrested at Star Lake and rested throughout the 55 treaty territory, let us harvest our wild rice, take care of our land, and build a sustainable economy. I want to ensure that the monument of our ancestors is here for our descendants, not just a seat at a slot machine. Miigwech, this is Winona LaDuke.